In this Jingle Time segment, I want to spend a few minutes talking about what used to pass for soul jingles. And what am I even talking about? Well, you know, the format today, I guess, might be called R&B, rhythm and blues, or, of course, today it's so fragmented with rap and hip-hop and soul and classic soul and blues and, you know. But back in the 1960s, where most of these stories seem to be centered, you'd have top 40 stations, and the top 40 stations would, you know, play some crossover music from black artists. Obviously, all the Motown stuff is a classic example of that. But there were some radio stations. Some markets had what were referred to as soul stations. They were basically, owned and operated by African Americans, black folks, and they were playing a lot of music, a lot of really good music that didn't cross over to the more mainstream top 40. But the thing is, those stations wanted jingles just like everybody else, and nobody was really making jingles specifically for that format or for those kind of stations. So what those stations had to do back then was actually just get regular jingles, the same kind of jingles that you'd hear on the top 40 stations, and just adapt them, try to make them sound a little more soulful, or, if you'll forgive me, a little more black. And the thing that reminded me of this was a note I got from Douglas Hunsinger. And Douglas says, "Do you, by any chance, have any of the soul radio packages, such as those played on WANT in Richmond, Virginia?" Well, as a matter of fact, I do. What a surprise. And the thing about that is, it wasn't only WANT. They were on WVON in Chicago, and they were on in Philadelphia and a lot of places. And here's what's so weird about hearing those, especially through the lens of time, because, you know, hindsight is 20/20. You know, at the time, what PAMS would do was take some of their regular jingles like they would have made for WABC, and in an attempt to make them sound soulful, they would add a couple of voices that were ostensibly soulful or black voices. And, you know, they didn't do this with any malice or anything. It just seemed like a way to adapt these jingles. So let me play you a rather inoffensive example of that.
Hey, now, can you dig it?
990. Ah! Makes the week go fast.
All right.
Makes the weekend last and last.
I said
WANT.
So you got the Screamin' Soul Man there, and of course the Screamin' Soul Man, you know, could have been in the style of Ray Charles or Wilson Pickett or at least suggestive of that. But that guy's name was Peyton Park. And Peyton Park was the most mild-mannered white guy you've ever seen. I knew Peyton Park. He's no longer with us. But he was just this sweet guy, and he was a saxophone player, played great jazz Dixieland clarinet for a long time. And he had this voice, and he had this ability to kind of do the Ray Charles kind of thing. And, you know, he would come in to do these sessions at PAMS, you know, in a suit and tie, because his real job was, drum roll please, he was an insurance claims adjuster. Meaning, when you were in a car wreck, he was the guy that would come out and go, "Yeah, I see you lost your bumper. Yeah, okay, sign here." You know, that was his real make-a-living kind of job. But whenever he could, he played his instrument and he sang on stuff. And so he's the guy that you're hearing on a lot of these so-called soul jingles. Now, the thing that's a little uncomfortable about listening to these is, you know, at some point, you know, knowing what we do about race relations in the 60s, and hopefully things are better today, but we all agree that they're probably not better enough. But, you know, you listen to these now, 50 years or so after they were recorded, and you kind of go, really? That sounds a little condescending or patronizing or something. And I can tell you, you know, it wasn't meant that way. I know that there was no malice, that there was no bad intent when they were making these jingles. And if there had been, the stations wouldn't have run them, you know?
Say, look here, I don't care if it's you on Broad Street and you walking down the north side, the west side, the south side of Church Hill, Bill. You want some soul sock to you, Jim, you know what to do.
Mm-hmm. 990 WANT. Music, pop, pop, power.
Well, you know, WABC had that same jingle. It was actually originally made for them. And Peyton sang on their version, too. Of course, you know, the lyrics were a little bit different. But they played that a lot because they thought it sounded a little bit like Ray Charles or something. And now, Peyton was not the only soulful voice that was used by PAMS in this era to kind of give things a little bit of soul. Sometimes they would use Lucy Crane. Now, we talked about Lucy Crane not too long ago because when we were doing our interview with Trella Hart a few weeks back, and she sang quite a bit with Lucy Crane, so I had her describe Lucy's physical appearance, and she said, yeah, she's 4'10", and she's just this little bundle of energy, and you would never expect the sound that comes out of Lucy Crane to come out of that person, but it did. Lucy Crane, Lover, who was also the lead singer on the Music Power Jingle Package, by the way, and several others, also a Caucasian person. But again, between Lucy and Peyton, they made these soul jingles.
990, it's the power of music, WANT.
Well, I guess if you just do enough soul screams, it passes for a soul jingle.
Music, pow, pow. You're listening to WANT 990 Richmond, the station with music power.
Well, and there you have our little soul excursion to WANT. Best jingles and the best music all Sunday long on Rewound Radio.